What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
The WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Everybody's favorite portion of the WIP Afternoon Show is now.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Now, I know no one was here last week on the top five at five to hold media members really accountable. And that's what the Worm Power Rankings does.
Yes.
For those of you who are not aware of what the Worm is, the Worm is the NovaCare Worm, not sponsored by NovaCare. It means it's at the NovaCare facility,
right.
And they're infiltrating certain media members to paint a narrative that I don't really view as true.
Yeah, this is no disrespect to NovaCare. We love NovaCare. It's about the NovaCare facility.
And what they do to certain media members.
So, and the idea is that the Eagles plant a worm in their brains to get them to say what they want them to say.
Correct.
And the worm sounds like this.
I'll bet.
Yes.
Jalen was great. Anyway.
He got a B.
He was great. Number five, and this is long overdue, John Ritchie.
You know what? John Ritchie might have the worm.
Just disgusting amount of worm on the morning show. You know, the camera out there speaking facts.
Yes,
Richie, like, I don't understand what everyone's all worked up about with the quarterback. You know, just lock in, Richie. Remember Halfrey? Where's that Richie?
Used to be a thing, man. Halfrey.
What's the... Yeah, Richie's hard one to read. He's a hard one to read.
Like, I think he's a little bit in love. And I think it softened him up.
In his personal life or with Jalen?
No, personal life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it softened him right up, and now he's seeing the brighter things in life.
Well, then he should...
He's in love?
I think he's in love. And maybe, I don't think... He might need to send him a discreet package.
Yes, I was going to say, if you softened up.
Boy, do we have the thing for you.
Right.
But man, Richie, it's just every morning.
Richie, yes.
I think the worm, it's smart. It's smart. You got to get the morning show.
I got an email from someone who was mad that Richie kept interrupting Ray when Ray Dittinger was saying that Jalen didn't play well, that John just kept interrupting him. And the guy was furious. He was like, why is John interrupting Ray when Ray is talking about Jalen Hurts? I just think
interrupt the Godfather?
Yeah, well, it's the worm. When the worm tells you to talk, you talk.
It does take over
good
your
point.
Body.
You're right. Yeah.
You're not controlling it anymore.
Yep. Fourth in the worm power rankings goes to Dan Orlovsky, who I didn't think had the worm.
D.O.?
Yeah.
But listen, when you start blaming the coaching, that's usually when you lose me. The offense, from a passing standpoint, has looked pretty mediocre for about two seasons now. Different offensive coordinators, different this, different that. Okay?
Yeah. I can't keep up with Orlovsky. Because sometimes Orlovsky, like, I remember when he used to be hard on Jalen.
Yes.
Like, yeah, he used to be tough on Jalen.
Well, when he was hard on Jalen.
When he was a Wentz guy.
Well, he was a diehard Wentz guy.
That's a diehard Wentz guy.
That's why we love him.
Yeah.
But when he's hard on Jalen, that's when you stepped out of bounds. You were a backup. When he's
right.
When he's blaming the coaching, he's a former NFL quarterback.
See, well, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I wonder if it's the worm or if he's a Twitter, he's a mentions reader.
Yeah.
I just wonder if they can harass you into changing your opinion.
Of course they can.
Yeah.
And his wife is a huge Eagles fan.
Yes.
Oh, right. She's from like Plymouth Meeting or something. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And Phillies fan, Jack, by the way.
Yeah, again.
Oh, really?
She's a huge Phillies fan, too.
I'm going to have to start asking all these little celebrities.
If you like the Phillies?
Yeah, I'm just sick of it. It's like, we get it. The Eagles.
Well,
you know?
Got Kevin Nagandy.
No, he's everyone.
He's both. That's what I'm saying. That's what you want, right?
Wow. I would rather have everyone than just be. You can't just be one. Okay, and claim the city.
By the way, don't put Nagandhi in.
Yeah, Nagandhi. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, no offense.
He's from Phoenixville. That's further away from me. I'm in Westchester.
By the way, speaking of
bad.
Speaking of famous fans, he only said it on the Go Birds pod, but Elliot said no more putting Mike Trout on the big screen because he's not a Phillies player. We get it. He's from here. And Elliot also said that the game turned in a negative direction when they put Mike Trout on the screen.
It's too much Trout.
Yeah.
Slow down.
Unless he asks out.
Exactly. Yep. Slow down.
And
that's the other thing. Yeah, how many of those people you think that are important, you know, that he knows are members at that golf course?
Yeah, they're all trying to get in. They're all trying to get in.
Exactly.
And
you guys are shameless.
And I actually already know somebody who is already in. I'm not putting him out on the air, but I know somebody who's already in.
I can already feel this coming. You are going to leave me behind. I'm going to be...
Never. That would never happen. You're my wingman.
Yeah.
We ride together.
And we're bringing Louie in Nebraska.
Now, I may have to get in first.
Sure, yep.
No, you might take a year or two afterwards.
You might have to do the practice round then. Just remember who got you in Aronimic. Anyway,
exactly. I agree.
Third on the Worm Power rankings is Nick Sirianni. Now, I know he's technically paid.
How's he a worm?
Whoa, are you kidding me? Every single... The AJ thing the other day.
That was a little much.
The Jalen. He was trying to find something, and he went to the winner thing. When you go to the winner thing, you usually lose me, and you go right up the Worm Power rankings. Now, I know he's getting paid to be a worm.
Yes.
But that doesn't not make him not on my worm power rankings.
All right. You even got him three on the head coach of the team.
This doesn't miss anyone.
Supposed to be positive about everybody.
I know. Second on the Worm Power rankings is Elliot Shore Parks. Going from a C- to a B on that performance is blasphemous. It's blasphemous. Just, again, you're not a bad Eagles fan, I promise. He didn't play that well on Sunday. It was fine. It was okay. It was okay. That was shameless. And that was direct from the worm into his brain.
Yeah, the only question for me with Elliot and the worm is if the lie detector couldn't figure out Elliot's brain, how is the worm penetrating it? I almost think Elliot's brain is in the worm's head or something. Like,
He is diabolical, man.
Yeah,
that's some diabolical
stuff. It's a tough pain to... A tough brain to penetrate. Maybe he's just an idiot.
But I don't think he is.
Yeah.
I think he's got adequate knowledge.
Yeah.
But number one... on the Worm Power rankings, and I hate to do this, and again, I'm saying this with a smile, Seth Joyner.
Oh, I knew he was going Seth.
I mean...
It's correct.
Where's this coming from?
It's correct. Seth, people should be appreciative of the win.
Celebrate this team and what he does. Wow. Listen, my Seth Joyner in 2017, he was miserable until the Super Bowl. Like that's my Seth.
Yeah.
That's my Seth. This, I barely even know him.
So.
Can you imagine explaining the worm to Seth?
So it's two different things with Seth.
I think he'd shove us both in a locker.
There's the team performance, which I think Seth is perfectly fine with, and he'll still critique what the team does. But I think Seth believes there's too much criticism on Jalen.
Mm.
So you almost have to combat some of that. You need somebody strong in his defense out there. Now, there's only one Ike Reese.
Mm-hmm.
There was only one LTBB. That went up in flames.
It did.
Which also scarred me from ever defending any player to that level again. As long as I'm on the airwaves, that will never happen.
It's very hard to do.
Yes.
It's dangerous.
Yes. Like
it's a dangerous game.
It is.
Again, mine was way toned down. But the Pivetta thing, I'm not backing up any bad player ever again.
That's what I'm saying, see? So I think Seth is more or less like, it's too much criticism coming his way. I got to sort of combat some of the criticism. And he feels like he's a big brother.
I hear it. It does sound a little wormy.
Just a little.
Wormy.
Because here's the thing. He's rarely a worm for the Eagles.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not
what I'm
Seth.
Saying.
That's not Seth's M.O.
That's why you have to wonder if someone's talking in his head.
Did they infiltrate him?
They're scared to talk to Seth.
Yes. Well, Seth, don't hit me. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale. Receive 40% off all windows and doors through January. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Speaking of Elliot, two quick Elliot notes. Elliot reports, and I haven't heard the audio, but A.J. Brown did not practice today. But per A.J. in the locker room after practice, A.J. Brown says, this is per Elliot, that he feels good after the game on Sunday and felt like himself out there on the field. Says he didn't practice today as part of managing the injury.
Okay.
All right. And another quick Elliot note. You know how Elliot does his little graphs of which team has the advantage in which thing? So what Elliot does is he posts a thing with, you know, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, defensive line,
special teams
for each team. And he has a little dial that says who has the advantage. Mm-hmm. I was surprised for the Rams. It was a sliver, but he gave the Rams a sliver of advantage in the quarterback, which I'm shocked from Elliot.
Right.
And though he did give the Eagles a sliver of advantage in head coach over Sean McVay.
Stuck to his take.
Of course he did.
Yeah. Yeah, so he'd rather, he's like, okay, I can't put both of them ahead.
Yeah, then I look like a psychopath. And I think the only other advantage he had for the Rams was defensive line, which is fair. They have a pretty effective defensive line.
Over ours?
Yes.
Okay, I know about Verse, and Fisk is a rookie too, right?
Yeah.
Both Florida State kids, right?
Yeah.
So there you go.
Jared Verse from Bloomsburg.
Oh. Is he really?
Yeah.
So they do have successful athletes out of there.
Well, he did not go to Bloomsburg. He is from Bloomsburg.
Ah.
No. Yes. Yeah. He
Of course he didn't go to Bloomsburg. Yeah.
He was a first round pick.
Yes. Yeah. Can you imagine a first round pick out of Bloomsburg?
Bloomsburg and went somewhere else. Jari Evans went to Bloomsburg.
That's a Hall of Famer, Spike. How many Hall of Famers went to Syracuse?
A lot.
Arguably the greatest running back ever.
Yeah. And one of the best receivers of all time.
Yeah. Marvin Harrison.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I knew who you were talking about. Yeah. You weren't talking about Kevin Dyson.
I don't know if you needed me to tell you who Marvin Harrison was.
215-592-9494. Okay, Andrew. You're on WIP. What's up, okay?
What it do, fans?
What it do?
Wow, you sound a little down, okay.
Wake up, okay.
Yeah, wake up.
Hey, we're getting there. So, I see, you know, we're talking about the offense, talking about Jalen, which I'm a believer in, but not enough people are giving credit and believing in our defense that can win us these games. I mean, the Rams' offense is good, but our defense is dominant. If you look at the performances, and I know that we lost teams, but no one is really, like, taking into account we have the best defense in the entire NFL.
Okay, I have to disagree with you there, and that we all agree they have the best defense in the NFL, and I think we all agree that the defense has to carry them to the Super Bowl. I think the reason we talk about the offense is because that's where the concern lies. You can only get on the air and say we have the best defense so many times, you know?
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
And I was doing some research today.
Oh, boy.
I don't think our offense will be a problem because of our line. We're second in yards before contact, second in pocket time, and those two stats right there win you games. And, yeah, Jalen did not have a great game last game, but the thing is with him, he's proved before that he can make the big plays in the biggest games.
Mm.
Last year, we did not win the game. He played okay. 2 years ago, went to the Super Bowl, played great in those playoffs. And this year, the Eagles as a whole, 10th in bad throw percentage, 8th in air yards per completion. I mean, 5th in on-target percentage. Like, it's not bad, but it's, like, serviceable. And he's getting a lot of criticism. I think, yes, he does need to get the ball out. And he has plenty of pocket time to do it. I think Kellen Moore needs to step up and be on the same page with Jalen, because when they are on the same page and you can see it and the offense is flowing, the ball is getting out quick, we win ball games, and I think we're going to do exactly that on Sunday.
Jack, your thoughts?
Well, I like the breakdown of the offensive line.
Yeah,
no one's talking about how good they are.
Yep.
So appreciate that.
Yeah, I think even with all that time, we're pretty low in the league in sack rate, in that Jalen gets sacked pretty high percentage given how much he drops back. So we'll see. Okay, it seems like they're going to have to be carried by their defense to the Super Bowl, but you know it's Philly. And
hey,
We love ourselves a tough football
team. Yes, we do, man. We want to run the football and play great defense.
That's what we want. That's what we want, okay?
You know what? Saquon's going for 125, and let's say Jalen's throwing for another two touchdowns, being consistent.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
yeah. I'm going 150 for Saquon Sunday.
Yeah? Thanks for the call, okay. What, yeah. What we he would have had if he ran into the end zone, what, he had a 180 or?
Yeah, that would have been about it, because that was what, like a 60, 70 yard?
Yeah, he would have had, he went down around the 50 or the 45?
He went down, I think, as soon as he got the first down.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, he probably had 50, at least 50 more yards.
50 more yards.
Because he was at 120 before that run.
Okay, yeah, so it would have been 170.
No, because he ended
No, he was just over 100 before that run.
Yeah, so it probably would have been like a 165, 170.
Yeah.
Just another day.
Just another
Saquon. How has he had any games this year under 100 yards? You said he had six or something, and it feels borderline.
It was like
impossible.
The Cleveland game.
It was five or six games.
Cleveland and Pittsburgh, I know for sure.
Yes. Yeah, because the Pittsburgh game, he had 60 something, right?
Well, that's when I knew we were in trouble with the record.
Oh, right.
When he didn't.
Right.
Yeah, when he didn't. Because after that, he needed like 400 yards in three games or something, like 450 in three games.
Yeah. And I think he didn't play the fourth quarter of the Dallas game.
Yeah, so he didn't get 100 in that game because he didn't play the fourth quarter in that game. Now, you're right, yeah.
So, do you have the DeCamera sound ready there, Jack? So, Joe DeCamera said something on the morning show today that Jack found a little disturbing that we wanted to revisit.
A couple days ago, all right. Well, that's my fault. That's my fault. That's my fault, then. I haven't seen it to
you're
be
ghosting,
get,
Tom?
So here's the complication. It's a second phone.
You have a second phone?
I have a second phone.
He's got his burner phone.
You have a burner
I have a burner.
Oh, like my God.
And I need to turn that one on more often.
What are you doing, man?
It's a second phone.
So, wait. You're saying you intentionally give out your burner phone number to certain people?
Hold on. Why
correct.
Do you have a...
So Joe has a burner phone, and he said, Jack, why did he say he had a burner phone?
Because when they were moving from the midday show to the morning show, they had midday show listeners that he wanted to text and thank them for everything that they've brought to the show.
Oh, that's very nice.
And that he didn't want to text them on his main number, though. So he bought a second burner phone.
So he likes the listener so much, he just doesn't want them to be able to get a hold of him.
Right.
Yeah.
So do we think that's the real reason for the burner phone?
Nah, doesn't pass my smell test.
Jack, what do you think could be going on there? That burner phone.
Well, he could be sending out tweets.
Oh. I think he's got a burner Twitter. But yeah, but you could do that on the same phone. Yeah, you could have a bunch
I've never had two phones.
Yeah.
Yeah, nor have I. I've never had two phones.
Well, I think.
He was whacking that thing.
Really?
Oh, is that what he's using the other phone for?
Oh, you think it's a...
Yeah.
The watch Pornhub?
Oh, wow.
That's a strange guy, man. Yeah, I don't know why he has two phones. It's a burner phone. It's eventually you're going to make a mistake with two phones.
And text the wrong person.
Eventually that's going to happen.
Can you imagine being so worried that about your internet history that you have a whole other phone to look at stuff?
Yeah.
Jack, that would have to be a lot of, X-rated material.
He does have a lot of time to himself.
He does.
Because Amy doesn't live with him, right?
No, I don't think so.
Which, quite, it's not my business.
Yeah.
Seriously, grow up. A woman loves you. What are you doing? You dating for 10 years? What are we doing here?
I give him credit. He sticks to his guns, man.
Yes.
Dude needs his space. Maybe it's extending the relationship. You could make the argument that they got together so late in life. You know, you see this sometimes when people, but like if they're, it's their second marriage or something.
Right, yeah.
So, and they're both successful and they're like, what do we need to live together for? We like our own places.
You know who's doing that?
Who?
Jeannie Buss and Jay Moore.
Oh, really? They have their own spots?
He lives downstairs from her.
Oh, really?
Yes. I think she bought a building or something, or either some sort of condo. They're literally in separate houses, but in the same building. So
they're
in separate apartments.
Separate condos.
She's just upstairs, like, in a different condo, and he lives in the other one.
Nice.
I seen them talking about it on something.
The power, like, that's a power move.
And she was like, well, yeah, you know, we want to spend time together. Like, we can, you know, have movie night. He can either come up here or I'll go down there.
Yeah, sleep over maybe.
Well, no. Oh, when the night's never, over with.
They go back.
Yes. Now, they do what they do.
Yeah.
But she says she likes to, she likes her space. She likes her sleep by herself and that whole thing. And, he, you know, he's like, I'm a has-been actor.
Yes.
He owns the Lakers. Yeah. If this is what she wants to do.
Fine. I'll get my own place.
Yes. Yeah. I'm with it.
Huh.
Yep.
That's interesting.
I met Jay Moore.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
Yeah. I don't know why the hell he was in our locker room when I played with the Eagles. This was years ago. This was after Jerry Maguire. Because he's the guy from Jerry Maguire. I forget the character in Jerry Maguire.
Well, he used to be on Opie and Anthony all the time when they were on YSP.
Okay.
I wonder if maybe he was here for
he was here
one
for
of
something.
Those things.
Yeah, and he stopped in the locker room. Yeah, Jay Moore, man.
All right. Well, coming up next, we haven't revisited this, but on the Brandon Graham show, we're asking about the pile and, like, you know, how everybody fights for the ball at the bottom of the pile.
Oh, yeah, bottom of the pile.
And Brandon revealed something about the bottom of the pile that was outrageous to me, and I thought he was kidding, but he wasn't kidding. So I want to find out if what he said ever happened to you. So we will play that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.